I want to begin today with your own brief, Minister Jack Chambers. It's been a very tragic week on the country's roads. Another life lost last night. A young woman in her 30s died following a two-car collision in County Tipperary. And it brings the total number who've lost their lives in accidents to 56 so far this year. So this is a bank holiday weekend and five lives were lost over Easter last year. Can you reassure motorists, Minister, that there are enough Gardaí on the roads today, that there'll be enough Gardaí on the roads tomorrow? And are you assured that the roads this weekend are sufficiently policed?
So first of all, I want to extend my sympathies to the families who've lost loved ones in recent days in Tipperary, Mayo, Roscommon and in many other communities. And I know how shocking that is and the impact it has on local communities. And we've had an endless cycle of tragedy, of a terrible start to 2024, a worse start to 2024 than the trend from last year, which was the worst since 1987, up to 30% more people losing their lives on our roads this year compared to last year. What I would say is there's a very extensive enforcement campaign from a Garda Síochána this Easter bank holiday weekend. We're appealing to motorists to slow down, we've seen a very worrying trend over the last number of weeks and months from a behavioural perspective, which has been tracked by the Road Safety Authority. Too many people breaking the law when it comes to speeding, distracted driving, not wearing a seatbelt, and there's an extensive enforcement campaign by An Garda Síochána asking motorists to take an extra few minutes and to pay heed to the risks around them, and to let's not repeat what happened last Easter, where there's five less people sitting at tables this Easter.
So are there enough Gardaí on the roads this weekend, enough checkpoints?
Well, there's an extensive enforcement campaign that's been set out by the Assistant Commissioner Hill and by Chief Superintendent Humphreys and others.
Do we know how many?
The Gardaí will be able to set out the specific numbers of checkpoints, and they have already set out the numbers that have been caught drink driving, for example, and intercept of speeding. What I would say is, in terms of enforcement more generally, the numbers in roads policing units isn't at a sufficient threshold, in my view, and I've expressed this directly to the Commissioner. We need to see improved deployment of the roads policing units if we're going to break the current trend. We have approximately 640 members of An Garda Síochána, and that fluctuates, but it's in around that number in roads policing units presently, and that does not meet the threshold that will help break this trend. And that is a worry and concern to me as Minister with responsibility for road safety, because perception and enforcement is absolutely key when it comes to the deterrent effect. And we know that in all road safety research. So obviously if there isn't sufficient numbers in the roads policing units generally, that has an impact on wider behaviour. And what I would say is, though, part of bank holiday weekends, there is a very, very extensive campaign with speed vans, with An Garda Síochána themselves and with roads policing units. But it's in terms of enforcement more generally, that does need to improve.
So 627 members of the road policing unit. That's nearly half of what it was back in 2009. A big reduction. You're saying there's not enough. So what are you doing about it?
Yeah, so I had a meeting with the Assistant Commissioner Hillman last week, and she has set out that as recruitment improves in An Garda Síochána more generally, obviously it was recruitment last year of hundreds of Gardaí, up to 1,000 this year. They're running a number of competitions for roads policing units, and she has said that will strengthen the numbers in roads policing units, and there will be a roads policing dividend out of the wider recruitment that's happening on the Garda Síochána, and I'll be ensuring that there's absolute oversight of that. The current threshold of enforcement through roads policing units isn't acceptable and needs to improve.
So, is there any active recruitment going on as we speak? Is there a competition for the roads safety division specifically are you saying there's one planned?
In the coming weeks, there will be one progressed by An Garda Síochána.
So, how many more are we looking at then?
So that will
members can be potentially recruited as part of that. What is the Gardaí telling you about that?
So they're going to present a report on that to us at our next Ministerial Road Safety Committee when the competition commences, and that will allow for increased numbers to be deployed.
So we don't know what that increase is yet.
That will be dependent on the numbers that get through the competition, but they will be running an open competition in the different divisions throughout the country, and we've been assured that there will be a roads policing dividend from that, and I'll be providing oversight with Minister Helen McEntee on the need for improved numbers, and that will strengthen overall enforcement. And again, the concerns we have around the perception of enforcement, which is undermining wider messaging from a road safety perspective.
Okay, Padraig Tobin, we will be getting more Gardaí for this road policing unit. We don't know when or how many.
Yeah, look, I think it's incredible. The government's track record on this has been a disaster. It was an Aintu parliamentary question that showed in 2009 that there are 1,046 Gardaí on the traffic duties, and that's down to 640 now. And we know that, you know, there's a massive recruitment problem. Garda morale is on the floor. The number of Gardaí in general has fallen every single year since Minister Helen McEntee has been Minister for Justice. And it is very disappointing that here today, even though we have this enormous increase in fatalities, we do not have a firm commitment on firm numbers from the government in relation to this. We also know that with the fall in the number of Gardaí, there's a fall in people's driving behaviour. There has been a very good research done which has shown that drink driving is no longer the stigma that it used to be, unfortunately, that 1 in 10 people are now admitting to having taken a drink and been driving over the last year. So behaviours are changing because people feel they're just simply not going to get stopped on the road. So we're going in the wrong direction in relation to this.
But that's an element for personal responsibility, isn't it? That's not guard the numbers.
No, there's no doubt. Anybody who decides to get into a car under the influence, they are responsible for what happens after that, for sure. But the government can actually change behaviour in general by actually making sure that Gardaí are paid properly, they have good terms and conditions, and that their welfare is protected. They've refused to do that over the last number of years, and as a result, we're seeing behaviour change. But there's also a large other element in the lack of enforcement by the government here. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we found out that disqualified drivers are still on the road. So out of 21,000 people who had licences who were disqualified from driving between 2021 and 2023, only 5,000 of those actually relinquished their licence as the law said they should within the time frame. The majority didn't relinquish their licence, which is an incredible situation. We also know that of all the 37,000 people who were disqualified, a number of 5,000 of those didn't even have a licence in that period of time. And Jack Chambers' department has been promising that Gardaí would have the technology to be able to identify in real time who has licences, who has insurance. And we know there's still a delay in the delivery of that. So the Gardaí don't even have the tools necessary to be able to identify who's actually breaking the law in real time. And that's creating a massive problem. Okay. You know, fixed traffic tickets have reduced by 27% just in the lifetime of this government alone, as a result of the lack of government ability to make sure that we have the laws currently enforced. We're seeing behaviour change, which is leading to increased fatalities.
And we're going to move on to Mairead Farrell now, who's in our Galway studio. And Mairead, we're hearing a lot of statistics and figures around road deaths, but four of those who were killed tragically this week were in your own constituency. Una Bowden and her daughters Kira and Saoirse, and also 25-year-old Rhian Sheridan, who was killed in Roscommon, also from Renville. So you know what the impact of these tragedies are in communities and among families.
Yeah, absolutely, Mary. Look, I do first of all really want to express my deepest sympathy to the families and loved ones of all the people that died over the last number of days and weeks as a result of road traffic accidents. And look, it is an extremely traumatic time for all those families. And of course, I'm sure it is extremely traumatic as well for so many other families who had heard, you know, who have lost family members previously, you know, to see this rise and to see what's happening. And look, I'm obviously thinking of all of them at this very difficult time. And I think when we look at road traffic accidents and people passing away as a result, of course, we don't know exactly what happened in all those kind of recent tragedies, but we do need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to stop this happening and to stop the very sad increase that we are seeing. I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, 56 people are already this year. That's a 30% increase on this time last year, and that's real people's lives. You know, that's real impacting on, you know, families and communities, of course, as well. And I do think that we are seeing now a more lax attitude when it comes to, you know, drink and drug driving than we had previously seen. But in order to actually tackle that, Mary, we do need to see boots on the ground. We need to see the guards having the resources to actually be able to detect what is happening. Of course, we also need road traffic campaigns and everything. And I'm sure many of us vividly remember Gay Burns advertisement where he said how careful you have to be driving in your own local area because it could be your own family member passing down the road. And those things are powerful. But the reality is we do need to see those guards and boots on the ground. And my own colleague Martin Kenny had submitted an amendment to the Minister's Road Traffic Bill where he asked that there be insurance, that there be a mandatory minimum number of Gardaí within the RPU. And unfortunately, the Minister didn't accept that. But as you had said earlier, we have seen a halving in the amount, or almost halving in the amount of police who are in, you know, doing road policing since 2009. And like, you know, when we're seeing this type of increase, and when I'm hearing from Jack Chambers, when he says that, you know, we're going to take a number of weeks and then we'll start a campaign, I think urgency is key here. We saw even over the Christmas period that somebody was arrested every single hour for drink or drug driving. So we know that we have a problem. We know that it's resulting in, you know, fatalities, and that we need to make sure that we're doing every single thing that we can to stop that.
And Marie, you mentioned there what you said is a lax attitude. You know, younger people, and indeed rural Ireland, are disproportionately affected by roads incidents. One in three people killed on Irish roads since the start of the year were under age between 16 and 25. And, you know, we don't know, you know, the reasons behind fatalities and the cause of them. But when you say a lax attitude, you know, what are you speaking about there?
Well, I think we need to be realistic and honest that, you know, we can see that. We, like, you know, anybody who is speaking, you know, to neighbourhoods, to communities, knows that there's an increasingly lax attitude that maybe wasn't there a number of years ago when these things came in initially. You know, I think we can all be honest about that. I think that there's a number of things, of course, you know, and obviously having, you know, adequate public transport in areas and all that kind of thing is crucially important. But we also need to look, obviously, as well at the state of our roads in rural Ireland. And, like, you know, if you take a look at the likes of Connemara, if you look, you know, at rural Donegal, and that, you know, we see really, really poor roads maintenance as well. And this government had cut 150 million from the road safety and maintenance budget for 2024. And that does have an impact. And you can see that impact when you're driving those roads. You know, so many people, when I'm knocking doors in Connemara, say to me the impact that it has even just on their own cars, and that they're constantly having to get wheels changed and more complex things with cars that, Mary, I'll be honest, I wouldn't really understand and know about. But the reality is they do need to get a lot of fixing in terms of cars. So we do need to make sure that, A, we're having that campaign. We need to make sure that we have boots on the ground, that we actually have guards who are able and willing, you know, and want to do this, of course. And we also need to make sure that our roads are fit for purpose, and that we look at rural public transport as well. But just one thing that I would say in terms of the drug driving, it's something that Galway Gardaí have been really vocal on, and I think it's been very welcome. And one of the things that the local Gardaí regularly tell us in the Joint Policing Committee is that drugs can stay in your system for a number of days, and they've had situations where they've caught people and numerous days after they've taken the drugs, and it's people maybe who are reliant on their car for work and all that kind of thing, and that it's really important that people know that, and that that information is out there.
Minister, I'll bring you back in there just on the road conditions. The coroner from Mayo, Pat O'Connor, was on Morning Ireland during the week. He mentioned once a particular black spot in Mayo N5 outside Swinford, where he said there were 12 fatalities on a 3 kilometre stretch of road over a 10-year period. I think you were in Mayo earlier in the week. I'm wondering, did you see you know, any of these road black spots, and do you agree that this is something that needs to be addressed?
I met with a number of communities in Mayo and in the west of Ireland earlier on in the week, and obviously road safety and road investment was mentioned by many of them. We have a road safety intervention fund with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who coordinate the delivery of national roads, and they're engaging with local authorities on, for example, accident black spots or specific you know, junctions or areas that have caused specific accidents or fatalities, and we progress a number of interventions with them.
The coroner said he's been told it's going to be 9 years before anything is done about this particular stretch of road.
Well, I'll have to check the specifics with Transport Infrastructure Ireland on that specific road. What I would say when it comes to the N5, where the N5 extends through Roscommon as well, the government has committed to a few hundred million in the Balhadrin to Scrimmoge part of that road. It's a very unsafe stretch of road through Roscommon, for example. We're also committed to advancing the Mullingar to Longford stretch of road, which has had a worrying safety record as well. That's on our priority list for this year in the context of the National Development Plan. What I would say is, though, when it comes to reform on road safety, we have a road traffic bill going through the Oireachtas at the moment. That's about addressing killer behaviour. So we have a number of areas, for example, mandatory drug testing at the scene of a collision to address the worrying upward trend in drug driving, which we're seeing. Also bringing a much safer baseline to speed limits across our country. We have a very inconsistent, fragmented set of speed limits, which are a contributing factor to what we're seeing nationwide. That will make a difference. And also addressing the reckless drivers which are out there. Someone commits a number of offences in the one act, they're now going to get multiple penalty points.